heard, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily, Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
What's up? You're listening to Sad Song Central. Happy Mean Girls Day. Happy October 3rd.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
This week, in honor of Mean Girls Day, I made a playlist about lunch. I've got some songs about Mean Girls. I've also got some songs about food. I've got a lot of crunchy food, like indie rock songs and like kind of indie pop. The biggest association to me with like high school is like lunch. I feel like everything went down at lunch. You know, you're always talking to people at lunch. Like lunch was the highlight of the high school day, really. So I kind of made this playlist on that line of thought. I've got a lot of songs about food, basically. And so happy October 3rd. This first song is going to be Ghost Ride by Crumb. Then after that, it'll be The Diner by Billie Eilish, which is from her new album that came out like in the summer or like April, May, sometime like that. Okay, this is Ghost Ride by Crumb.
Against the glass, I see the people when they pass, they make
tried to turn it over, now I'm back up on my feet. I saw you in my car with some results and couldn't sleep. There's some separates to it, and I'm gonna bet that you miss me.
That was Take a Bite by Biba Doobie, and before that, it was The Diner by Billie Eilish. That's the first single from Biba Doobie's most recent album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves. I went to see her play at the Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto, which it used to be called the Rigo Coliseum, which was, I was figuring that out because I was like, I would have remembered something being called the Coca-Cola Coliseum. Respectfully, that's a stupid name. But that's not the point. Anyway, I went to see her with my friend Claire, who actually has a show here also. Check out Earworm Mondays at 1 p.m., I believe. We went to see Biba Doobie. She's so cool, so cute, and Howdy opened. Guys, like, I could go on and on. I really wanted to see the Biba Doobie show because I knew Howdy was opening. They have been, like, my favorite band for so long, and they've never come, or not, like, in recent history, have not come to Canada at all. They are so cool. They made the song Blindsided, which is one of my all-time favorite songs. So they played. There was also Kenny Titus, who was pretty cool. And then Biba Doobie came on. She played this song. She put a lot of bangers. It was great. I actually ran into one of my friends, like, from elementary school there also, Sumaya. Shout out to Sumaya. And she, like, came and tapped me on the shoulder, and she was like, Emily? And I was like, oh my god. Because we have not spoken in probably, like, 6 years or something. Yeah, I put Take a Bite here because obviously it's kind of thematic. And then this next one is going to be Take Me There by Luna Lee, which is from her pretty new album. It's called When a Thought Grows Wings. Very cool. The whole album is definitely very interesting, and I feel like it's very much, like, building off of Luna's past music. It's definitely her best album. Yeah, and then after that, we've got Coffee by Chapel Roan, one of the saddest Chapel Roan songs. So yeah, this is Take Me There by Luna Lee.
Not even try. It's better we leave it Yeah, it's 2 a.m. and she's out there in a sheer white dress, wearing last night's makeup, all coquettish in the pictures with the flash on. Worships Lana Del Rey in her AirPods. Yeah, yeah, she's in her mid-20s, real intelligent, hedonistic with the gravel jaw and dead eyes. You say she's anorexic and you heard she likes some people say it. Think you already know it, but you don't. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my bad girls. This one's for all my break your boyfriend's heart girls. For all my tear it apart girls. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my bad girls. This one's for all my break your boyfriend's heart girls. For all my tear it apart girls. Yeah, it's 4 a.m. and she's out there with the razor sharp tongue stuck to skinny cigarettes, calling daddy while she's fingering a gold cross, and she's kind of fucked up, but she's still in vogue. Yeah, she's in her mid-20s, real intelligent, and you hate the fact she's New York City's darling. You say she's problematic, and the way you say it's so fanatic, think she already knows that you're obsessed.
That was Mean Girls by Charlie XCX, and before that it was Coffee by Chapel Roan. Yeah, let's talk about it, guys. Is Charlie XCX a mean girl? I've been seeing so much stuff on, like, TikTok. Because, really, if you listen to the lyrics, like, if you listen to Mean Girls and some of, like, Charlie's other songs from Brat, it's, like, kind of sounds mean. But that brings a question, like, do we need our artists to be good people? I've been thinking about Dave Grohl recently a lot, ever since he said that he had a baby outside his marriage, and everyone's like, I can't believe it, my world is shattered. I always wanted to name my dog after Dave Grohl because I feel like, first of all, Dave Grohl is such a legend. Second of all, it's a cool name, I guess. Or what about Dave Growl for a dog because they growl? Anyway, back to the point is what I'm saying. Like, people are saying, like, oh, he's bad because he cheated on his wife and he had a baby. Is he stupid? Maybe. I think that's, like, kind of an avoidable situation. but also, like, I don't know if I care. He's an icon. He makes good music. I'm not looking to him for, like, the type of guy who has, like, great character. Same thing with Charli XCX. Like, people are just saying she's mean and also that she does drugs. And it's kind of like, yeah. Yeah, I, like, knew that. Like, I thought, I never once thought that she didn't do drugs. You know? Whatever. Anyway, this next one's going to be a new Claro song from Charm, her most recent album. It's going to be Nomad by Claro, and then after that, it'll be Borrowed Light by Rose Cousins. Okay, this is Nomad by Claro.
Somewhere in the other As a child, I prayed, lying on my back on the grass. In the sky, I put my faith, so close and so far.
Driving around looking for action, mountain range come into view. The colors, they change with the sun and the rain, and maybe now I'm different too. Last night I prayed for direction, this morning when it showed, I didn't hold on, now baby it's gone, and you tell me now that's just how it goes. Peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Honey, you make it look easy, floating above the world. But when you least expect, your body electric brings you back to that little girl. Running through the streets of the village, talking to strangers on high. 98 in the shade for this you were made, but my northern blood was begging to fly. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Blood in the river,
circus is deserting the circus. Honey, would you follow a clown? I dreamed I attended my funeral. Children playing in the rain. A dandelion plays over my face, and I'll never be the same again. Peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. Ooh, you give me peace of mind. You give me peace of mind.
This is Sad Song Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
I know we just met, but I've seen you here before. Maybe in my dreams, but it was you, I'm sure. It's kinda like a magnet or a chemical eclipse. You're putting on your chapstick, I'm staring at your lips.
That was Lunch by Maud Latour, and before that it was Peace of Mind, Evening by Leif Vollebekk. Yeah, I am a Maud Latour fan until the day I die. If there are no Maud Latour fans, I'm dead, I think. That's how the saying goes. I've been loving her music for so long. My first favorite song by her was Furniture. You should look that one up right now. It's a banger, absolute. And I don't know, like, one day she's going to be so popular and everyone's going to be like, this is going to be like, I mean, I don't know if she's as good as Chapel Roan, but like, she'll blow up, I believe. And people are going to be like, oh, where's she been? She's been making music. She's been working for a long time. She is so cool. So Yeah, we've got that one. And then this next one is going to also be a lunch song. You guessed it, Lunch by Billie Eilish. Yeah, both of these songs kind of embody the food vibes. I know that they're called Lunch, and I also feel like they're both crunchy in like a cool, like in a good way. I mean that in a good way. Sometimes when I say crunchy, like that would be bad, but this is good and groovy, so yep. And then after that, it'll be Sushi California by Eliza Niemi. Okay, this is Lunch by Billie Eilish.
I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush. Call me when you're there. Said I bought you something rare. And I left it under clear. So now she's coming up the stairs. So I'm pulling up a chair. Somebody write down the recipe. Been trying hard not to overeat. You're just so sweet. I'll run a shower for you like you want. Clothes on the counter for you, try them on. If I'm allowed, I'll help you take them off. I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy you so much stuff. It's a craving.
Get me on there as it goes. for me in my bed. And don't think too hard about what I said. You're getting sad that you don't think that I'm perfect. Well, I like to feel bad that you feel sad and I deserve it. I have this fear that I'll always want to work it out, even though I have this doubt and can't reverse it. Standing by the belt and the line at the beer store on DuPont, getting six tall cans, my turn to pay. I think to myself, hey, that's a feeling I know I don't want. When you reach out and touch me in that way, kinda like not looking at me and miles away. And it makes me feel like I can't be me. Gotta make you stay. I hate that you can make me sad, but I love that you don't care if the money's bad. And I hate that you're overthinking it, but come to think of it, I'll admit that I love a sinking ship. So get me on there as it goes down, so I can pretend not to care while you pretend to want me around. Just remember me in my bed, and don't think too hard about what I said. You're getting sad that your dad is getting older, while I like to reach over and touch your shoulder.
Taste the same. Cause your knees are scratched and your eyes are
That was Favorite Food by Tokyo Police Club, and before that it was Sushi California by Eliza Niemi. Okay guys, we're coming to the end of Sad Song Central, the end of the hour. I've got two songs left. It'll be Help, I'm Alive by Metric, and Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. These are just some cool ones that I felt like fit kind of with the vibe of this week. They don't have a ton to do with food, but Summer's Over, I've just been hearing it a lot around on the internet, on TikTok for some reason, and I've been thinking about the whole album, and it's just so great. So yeah, thanks for tuning in to this week's Sad Song Central. Every Thursday, CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, from 3 to 4 p.m. So next week is going to be a little bit more chill, acoustic vibes. I'm giving you a sneak peek into next week. But yeah, okay. Thanks, guys. This is Help, I'm Alive by Metric.
This is Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. A weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebeskyou.ca to browse our online courses and transform your academic journey.
Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the Tick Ticks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. K dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or some